And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 3rd of December, 2013. It was on this date, 1960, the musical by Lerner and Lowe, Camelot, opened on Broadway with the song at the end of the show, "Don't Let It Be Forgot That Once There Was a Spot for One Brief Shining Moment," that was known as Camelot. It's the birthday of Joseph Conrad, born in Poland in the town of Berdyshev, which is now Ukraine, 1857. Joined the merchant navy, sailed all around the world, and from it he gained the experience that went into his novels and stories, the best known of which, Heart of Darkness, 1899. English riverboat captain in the Congo, sent to retrieve an ivory trader, Mr. Kurtz, who has been living as a demigod among the African natives. Francis Ford Coppola used it as an outline for his story in his film Apocalypse Now. It was on this date, 1919, the Quebec Bridge over the St. Lawrence River was finally opened to traffic. They started building it in 1904, but engineers had made a mistake, and it weighed much more than they thought it did. An enormous bridge, cantilever bridge, 1,800-foot single span, 150 feet above the St. Lawrence. 3 years after they started building it, it collapsed. 75 workers died in 1907. They resumed construction 1913. 3 years later, the bridge collapsed again. 13 workers were killed. Finally opened to public traffic on this date in 1919. Still the world's longest cantilever bridge. And it's the birthday of the social reformer Octavia Hill, born in Cambridgeshire, England, 1838. When she was 26, she established a low-income housing project in London, where she offered music classes to the poor. She believed in the importance of open space in the city, which, she said, enables the Londoner to rise above the smoke and to see the sun setting in its glory. Here's a poem for today by Ted Kooser, entitled Applesauce. I liked how the starry blue lid of that saucepan lifted and puffed, then settled back on a thin hot pad of steam, and the way her kitchen filled with the warm, wet breath of apples, as if all the apples were talking at once, as if they'd come cold and sour from chores in the orchard and were trying to shoulder in close to the fire. She was too busy to put in her 2 cents worth, talking to apples. Squeezing her dentures with wrinkly lips, she had to jingle and stack the bright brass coins of the lids and thoughtfully count out the red rubber rings, then hold each jar to see if it was clean to a window that looked out through her backyard into Iowa. And with every third or fourth jar, she wiped steam from her glasses, using the hem of her apron, printed with tiny red sailboats that dipped along with leaf-green banners snapping under puffs of pale applesauce clouds scented with cinnamon and cloves, the only boats under sail for at least 2,000 miles. Applesauce by Ted Kooser from Delights and Shadows, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.